Denise, look, before we go, we need to talk about the Art Gallery Library Civic Space project, because there is still, look, a lot of confusion. There's still a lot of people very vocal about this. There was a council meeting on Thursday night. We've spoken a lot of times about the casting vote, and, you know, there's a lot of stories about you saying you would never use the casting vote. You've never said that on this show. I know it's something that you don't like. Can you please put this to rest and explain this for us?
Absolutely. I have never said anything about that I would never use a casting vote. I have never, ever, ever said it. I have said that I'm not happy about it because I would prefer 9 councillors and not 8. But I will just read 11.3 from the Code of Meeting Practice, which is exactly the same as the Office of the Local Government, where the chairperson declines to exercise or fails to exercise their second or casting vote in the event of equality of votes, the motion being put is lost. For example, if there is a motion on the floor that after the debate I would not support, I do not need to use my casting vote. If I do support it, I would use my casting vote to move it forward and to get it over the line. Last year, the council resolution was to expedite this project. It was moved by myself and it was seconded and voted on to expedite. So therefore, to move it forward with a casting vote. Now, I've only not voted twice, and they were on notices of motion in November and December last year. But I think it probably confused people. So I can't help that. That is the way the Act is. The other clause in the code is the person presiding at a meeting of the council has, in the event of any equality of votes, a second or casting vote. So it's perfectly legal to use it.
So basically what you're saying, if you don't support it, it's a waste of time to use the casting vote to vote it down because it's going to be lost anyway.
Correct. Correct. Well done.
So, do you think, I mean, there's a lot of people saying that, you know, the council's not listening. How do you feel about that?
Look, we are listening, but there's an awful lot of people out there that want this to move forward. They're just not noisy. That's the thing. And look, to be honest, the business case is solid. The finances are solid, and it's a really good project, Moffy.
A lot of people, the finance obviously is a big concern for people. It's not going to go down a track where it'll blow out, where a lot of people saying it's over the top.
Well, when you look at other buildings, for example, I think Parramatta was quoted at the council meeting, $149 million for exactly the same as pretty much what we're doing. So, look, there won't be a cost blowout. And I've also been asked about a rate rise. Apart from the normal CPI rates, which we review every few years, and I've said this before, apart from the normal CPI rate rise, there will not be a special rate variation put on to pay for this.
With the DA obviously still waiting to come back, is there any idea when that all should come back?
Look, at the moment, no. I don't know when that will be back, but at least we've got our ducks in the line, ready to go.
All right. Well, I guess it's something that people will still be talking about for a while, huh?
They will, but they'll also be able to visit a beautiful art gallery and a beautiful library and have a coffee, and the museum's going to look fantastic, and the community spaces, it will look fantastic.
Denise, thanks for your time this morning.
No, I really appreciate it, Moffy. Thank you.
Coffs Harbour Mayor Denise Knight. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.